Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the Graybar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Now from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to Jupiter, Cardinals spring training home. Tom Ackerman, indeed, with you, looking at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We had a little rain threat around here earlier, but things have calmed down since then, and it looks like we're going to get a ball game in today, 12-10, Cards and Marlins. Ricky Horton and Mike Claiborne will have it for you from this ballpark. Cardinals are actually the road team today, and they'll be taking on a Marlins team with this lineup. Here's what the Cardinals are going to throw at him. Victor Scott leading off and playing center field. Paul Goldschmidt is the DH, batting second. Nolan Gorman, the second baseman, bats third. Nolan Arenado is the third baseman, batting fourth. Matt Carpenter will play first base today. He bats fifth. Jordan Walker in right field, batting sixth. Alec Burleson is the left fielder, batting seventh. He's looked pretty good out there, actually. Ivan Herrera is the catcher, batting eighth. Mason Wynn is your shortstop, batting ninth. Gordon Graceffo is listed as the opener for this game. Also coming out of the bullpen will be Drew Rahm, who was originally scheduled to be the starter. We'll see what they do, but according to their official lineup card, it is Graceffo who will take the ball first. Again, the Cardinals will bat first because they are the visitors today in their own ballpark. The Marlins, who share this facility, will get that thing going at 12:10 on KMOX. Let's get back into calls. Although, David, hang on the line for just a second because I want to answer Lydia's question. She sent in an additional text about Jordan Montgomery and whether the Cardinals would pursue him. I don't think so. It would be probably way out of their character not only to do it, but to do it when Sonny Gray just strained his hamstring a few days ago. I think that if this was something where a pitcher went down because of Tommy John or was going to miss the season or miss a huge portion of the season for any reason, then I do think the Cardinals would look around, maybe not Montgomery or Snell, but for somebody that they could trade for or acquire some depth, a major league ready pitcher that they could throw into the rotation. I don't see that here. I think Zach Thompson's the next man up. If Gray can't go, I think Michaelis would become the opening day starter, and then you'd have the Gibson-Lynn, Matt's experienced trio with the young guy Thompson in there. It's a decent rotation that could carry you for a little while, but you're not going anywhere without Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray is the piece that they added in the offseason to get them back to what they want to be, a team that is in contention. And then again, when they get to the deadline, that's when you strike for a co-ace, and then you go after a playoff spot, and that's your game one and two starter. So in a perfect scenario, that's, I think, where the Cardinals are right now. David, you're on. And by the way, Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell, you know, this is a long, drawn-out process. Monty, as you know, is a Scott Boras client. And Boris has dragged these things out. He is looking for shorter term with opt-outs available. But the problem is, you know, Zach Wheeler just signed for, what, $42 million a year with the Phillies? I mean, the Cardinals aren't going to do that. They're not going to throw $42 million at a pitcher when they have $25 million a year on the books for Sonny Gray. David, you're on KMOX. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Good, buddy.
Hey, you know, I'm just going to piggyback maybe a little off this Monty Snell thing. Not really why they won't or what they will. I just want your opinion. Why does it seem like there's such a disconnect between the urgency of what the fans feel and what it seems front office and ownership feels, specifically on what they may need, what they have? When you look at Sonny Gray going down short term right now, but I think it amplifies what this rotation may look like long term if something more drastic were to happen. And throughout the offseason, we've heard multiple reasons why they won't go out and get another top-end starting pitcher. First reason was they don't want to commit long-term dollars. And now when long-term dollars may not be needed, it's, well, we don't want to approach the CBT, when in reality there's likely contracts that can be moved that may be more valuable than a lot of people might think, like, for example, Steven Matz. And I'm not going to say we need to trade Steven Matz. I'm just saying it seems like to be a lot of excuses to not do so. So just your opinion kind of on that overall spectrum of questions.
Yeah, I got you. I mean, I'm glad you said ownership because it does start at the top, and Bill DeWitt Jr. wants to have a franchise that is competitive every year. This is what he wants. He wants a franchise that's competitive every year. Do they ride their history and tradition? Absolutely. That is part of the appeal of being a Cardinals fan, is that you share memories with each other of their greatness. And they do not, I mean, it really hurt them to be 71-91 and having to basically call it a season in June. They don't want to ever have to repeat that again. But they are not willing to go drop the hammer with the possibility that these contracts could backfire and then they end up having to tank. They will not do it. And that is Bill DeWitt to a T. You know, he wants to run the business. He does not want to lose. He is a owner who has won a lot, and he is used to winning, and he wants people coming through the turnstiles. He wants to sell you hope for sure, but he doesn't want, I don't think, to have a franchise that is on a losing track. And I don't think the Cardinals are. I think they're a good franchise that is right there in the hunt, but they're not going to go crazy. And I get what you're saying. I mean, fans want them to spend. They want them to go wild. They want them to be, maybe not the Dodgers, I think that's unrealistic, but to be like a big market team. And they aren't. You know, they don't have the TV revenue, some of the marketing revenue that the big market teams enjoy. They do have a strong franchise and a lot of money. He has a lot of money. Mr. DeWitt, and John Mozeliak, the president of baseball operations, who we will talk to here at 11:30, has a wonderful relationship and partnership with Bill DeWitt in that he carries out exactly what ownership wants to do, and he does it very well in their eyes. And he has, by the way, he does more than just trade and sign free agents. He runs this entire baseball operation. He is overseeing the minor league organization. His job is to grow this team from within and then use the resources and recommendation to the ownership to go out how to spend their money wisely, not overspend. It comes from ownership. He is not Steve Cohen. You know, they don't just start throwing checks right and left. That is how they want it, and that's how the Cardinals have been for a long time, actually. I can't remember when the Cardinals ever were a team that just did spend, spend, spend. I mean, that 1 year in 2000, when they acquired all those free agents and players during trade, and it was around this time that they swooped in and got Jim Edmonds for Kent Bottenfield and Adam Kennedy, and that turned out to be a really good trade for them. But, you know, they've made earth-shattering deals for Arenado and Goldschmidt, I would say. Those were big head-turners. But normally they don't go out and just throw money around. I can't remember the last time they did, if ever. You know, so it's just how it is. And that's how the Cardinals want to be. They want to be a playoff team every year and then go out and try to win a championship. It worked in 06. It worked in 11. It almost worked, you know, for a team like the Diamondbacks, but you can't just count on good luck all the time or, you know, good young players all playing well at once. You do have to have a balance. And I think they believe very strongly in Arenado and Goldschmidt that they're going to have great years. I think they think their pitching can hold it down for a while. And then maybe they make a move at the deadline and maybe these young players move ahead another step, Walker, Wynn, Gorman, et cetera, and take them to another level. But it does all have to happen at once. And that's how you win championships, when everything goes your way and you stay healthy. When we come back, Lutz Fan and Steel Sporting Director, St. Louis City SC, joins us. It's sports on a Sunday morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To you live from Jupiter, Florida on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Back Ostrock, thread down Totlin into the area, into the end line. He chips across back, drifts to the back of the box. Pompeo finds a shot.
He scores!
Oh, baby! He's the man! Third minute! Sergio Pompeo ties it in deuces! Oh, how about that?
How about it indeed? St. Louis City SC gets the job done. They have a 2-2 draw with Austin FC, and they are off and running in the 2024 MLS season. Tom Ackerman back with you from Jupiter, Florida, the spring training home of the St. Louis Cardinals, and we are joined on the line by the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, Lutz Fan and Steel, is with us on KMOX. Good morning, Lutz.
Good morning, Tom.
Well, the 1975 St. Louis Football Cardinals were nicknamed the Cardiac Cards. Eight of their games were decided in the final minute of play, Lutz. Back in the day, our longtime listeners know who they are. We need a nickname for your team. You are pulling rabbits out of the hat. That was a phenomenal finish to the game yesterday against Austin.
Yeah, you know, it was a tough start. First 15, 20 minutes, it was difficult to get into the game. Going 1-0 down, I think we had a good reaction in general. Played, especially the second half, really well. Created lots of chances to score, didn't take them. And then he took some special moments. And in the 93rd minute, you know, just basically, well, directly at the dead end, we pulled that one out. And getting a point on the road against a good footballing team like Austin, definitely, a great result. In the end of the day, we played well enough maybe to pick up even more. But no, we can't complain. Let's just put that one
in the piggy bank that point and walk away smiling.
You bet. They get the win. And, you know, Austin scored first, and then you were able to get the equalizer. How big a goal was that for Edward Leuven in the 49th minute?
You know, Edu had two big chances in the first half. One hit the post, which very questionable. I mean, we believe it might have been behind the line, but it's difficult to see, difficult to tell. And then I think it was really important for Edu, who played a good game, to open his account this season very calm from the penalty. So brought us right back into the game, you know, and it was great for Edu after being in Germany for his green card process, missing out for like 10 days or even a bit longer at preseason. Like, he's now back to his normal shape and really like being our engine, our motor in the middle.
Yeah, Leuven has now scored all four penalty kicks he has taken in league play, and St. Louis City SC has come from behind twice so far this season to earn a point. The first against Real Salt Lake in the opener when Sam Adinerin scored the equalizer in the 79th minute against Austin, and then Pompeo scored the leveler in stoppage time. And this was a lot of fun last night, and I know, again, a tough environment. You go down to Austin and get the job done. Pompeo now has 4 goals and 5 assists for City across all competitions over the past 2 seasons. You're unbeaten in the league. Here we go again. I know we talk about this, and I don't know how much you pay attention to outside noise, but I'm certain that people looked at City and said, that was great. Great 23. Let's see them do it again. And here you are, third in the Western Conference. They're looking at you in the rearview mirror, I think, the top two teams.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I mean, just the way all the games went so far, nothing was easy. We had to work really hard to pick up all our points. And the mentality of the team, I think, is our big plus here, because we never give up. We're always out there going one goal down. You know, nobody puts their head down. There is always lots of energy coming from the bench. We had again yesterday lots of changes after 60 minutes and later on, which completely changed the energy on the field, which just proved to us that our bench is just as good as the players who are starting the game. So we have always a good choice of players to make before during the training week before the games. And I think mentality is the one thing, but also the intensity we kept yesterday again for 90 minutes. That's our big plus, that we really can go for 90 plus minutes and play our hearts out, play our body tired, really leave the tank empty. And then sometimes you reward yourself with a point like that late, Tom. And, you know, it's only a draw. People will say it's only a draw, but it does feel a little bit like a win, because you're sitting back in the plane and you look at each other and you know you said it right. You got the job done. You picked something up in a difficult environment. Well, and it's on to the next game.
That's right. Lutz Fanastiel is with us. That is a big point to get. So now you have a win. You have 2 draws. And you're sitting there, as I mentioned, in third place. You're also sitting there dealing with some injuries. I mean, aren't you? I mean, how are you health-wise overall? How would you view that?
You know, I'm actually feeling pretty relaxed and relieved, because last week when we spoke, it was very different. We had pretty much a back line which was hurt, more like little things, but everybody's back now. Cal Hibbert was back on the bench yesterday, could have played. Josh Yarrow will be back this week in full training, so he's good to go. The only player which is still a question is Blom. And even there, we make a good progress. So everybody's back on the field, and seeing after a long injury now, you know, a niggling injury, Rasmus Alm back on the field, playing in the last moments of the game, coming on, working so many months now hard on his sports hernia to be back. That's a big one for us, because he fits perfectly in our way of play. He pulls the guys up when there is a moment, and to have Rasmus Alm back is huge in the weeks to come.
Total team performance for St. Louis City SC, as they are able to pull out a point 2-2. They play to a draw at Austin FC, and again, they have not lost a game yet. The CONCACAF Champions Cup was one thing. The Major League Soccer season is another. As we move forward with Lutz Fanastiel here from City joining us for a couple more minutes on KMOX, we look at your schedule, And, you know, your matches ahead, you have the LA Galaxy on March 16th. You're going to be on the road for that one. Then you come home on the 23rd against DC United. Tell us about the Galaxy. Thus far, they have played two matches.
You know, the Galaxy is kind of like the exact opposite of what we are. It's a team with lots of experience, also some older players, but they went shopping, Tom, I tell you, like quite heavily this break. So I think they spent 8-9 million for one player, another 7 or 8, I think, or even over 10 million for another. So they did invest quite a bit of money. They have some flashy players, you know, like Ricky Buick, which is a former Barcelona player. So it's individually a great team. It's a brilliant challenge for us to go there. I mean, you know, just looking at the finances, we spend less than $1 million. They spend like, I think, over 25. So that's a big difference. But we're not scared of Galaxy. We played them before. We just have to play our game. And, you know, it's that's, I think, exactly the challenge is what we love to do, to go out there, to be the underdog, to fight, to grind. And going to L.A., which is a lot of Hollywood involved in the football there and a lot of show factor and big names. I think that's the games we're really looking forward to. So our mind will be set on Galaxy, on Los Angeles, the whole training week, and then flying out there on Friday and try to do our best to pick again, to stay unbeaten. Of course, that's the goal.
Yeah, that's fun. They actually, in their opener, played Inter-Miami, and Inter-Miami needed Messi to score in stoppage time to tie him. So that is a good challenge. By the way, Inter-Miami is playing down here at 5 o'clock, Lutz. Do I go over there? I mean, I'm tempted. Maybe I should go down there and go see Messi.
I think you should. If you can somehow squeeze in the back door to get in there, I doubt it, you will get a ticket. But if you can, I would try to use the press pass and get in, because how many times you get Messi, to see Messi play, you know? I mean, it's definitely the guy everybody talks about, arguably the best player of all time. So, yeah, I mean, if I would be you or if I would be there now, I would try my luck.
Maybe I'll sneak down there. We'll see if I can get in there. It's a possibility. It's great to talk to you. Congratulations on the point yesterday. We'll catch up with you real soon.
Thanks. Have a nice Sunday, Tom.
Great to talk. You too. Great to talk to Lutz Van Steele, St. Louis City SC's sporting director. That was a lot of fun. Great match last night against Austin FC. John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, is on deck. We give him a call next. Welcome back. Our studio is in Jupiter, Florida today. Sports on a Sunday morning coming to you from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, more specifically the Cardinals complex just across the street here on University. And we're joined by Cardinals president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. Mo, thank you once again for the great accommodation over here. We appreciate being able to do shows here.
Oh, you're welcome. And maybe in the future, once we do the renovations here, it'll be even nicer.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, it'd be great. I'm looking forward to it. And we love being able to do things here. Matt Pauly left yesterday. I came back in after spending a little time on the TV side, and I've seen a lot of the team already, and I really appreciate the depth of this team, and unfortunately, it turns out that you're going to need it, it looks like, dealing with some injuries. I thought we would get into that first, starting with Sonny Gray. What is the latest on your ace of your staff as we know it today?
Well, I would definitely say we're more encouraged than we were maybe a week ago on where he's at, so you know, fingers crossed that he can keep progressing, and we don't have an exact date when he might pitch yet, but we're certainly encouraged that he's responding well to treatment.
That's good. A hamstring strain, just so people understand, you know, a strain is a slight tear, and so, you know, you take a look at it and do all the examinations, and there is a cautious aspect to it, and so that timetable is still, you know, up in the air, as you mentioned. So what do you do if it is an extended thing? Of course, you don't want it to be, but you have to prepare for it. How do you view the rotation moving forward if Sonny is not able to go?
Well, I do think, you know, you have two guys competing for that spot right now, arguably three. You know, you could say Thompson, Rahm, and Limitor are going to be stretched out. So we're going to definitely try to find innings for them in the meantime. But, you know, I think you always have to have a plan B, C, and D. And so, you know, you hate to be tested early, but that's part of camp.
Yeah, for sure. Looking at your other starters, just your thoughts on them, if we may. Lance Lynn pitched recently, and the ejection and all of that stuff aside, focusing more on what he was doing. I know he primarily throws fastballs. How did you like what you saw, and what do you think for Lance moving forward here after that first start?
Yeah, probably the most encouraging thing was his velocity, you know, pitching at 91, 92, 93. That was great to see. I think, you know, first time on the bump in a game. So, you know, you're not going to be 100% perfect, but takeaways were good. I felt like, you know, he has that velocity. If he has that, it definitely plays up. So that was great to see. And, you know, I think in terms of, you know, getting ejected from that game was sort of unfortunate because, you know, spring training games are all about getting yourself the work you need to prepare yourself for the season. And so, you know, having that guy get it cut short was not ideal, but it happened. And, you know, he'll make the most of it moving forward.
Yeah, it is a training session down here, just – you know, so we remind everybody, including umpires, it is a training session here. I mean, these games are very public and we're watching them, but we're watching them practice is what we're doing against competition. So that was all part of it, as you mentioned. Kyle Gibson, a delightful guy. I mean, really, really like getting to know him. But, you know, this is all about performance. And so far, what has he shown to you as you've acquired him to win, to gobble up innings for you as well?
Yeah, I would say don't read too much into performance yet. A lot of times these pitchers are specifically working on something, and of course they would like to get out and, you know, have the game move along, but they are willing to sacrifice some pitches to work on pitches, and if that means ball four or you give up a hit, that happens. But, you know, having a strategy when you take the mound is something that the pitching coach and coaches want to see pitchers make sure they're working on. So when the season comes, they kind of know what to go with and what not to.
Absolutely. It's a good guide, actually, for fans down here or watching on TV or listening on the radio to know and just keep in the back of your mind that they're working on different things as they work through those lineups. And you keep that in mind with Steven Matz yesterday. Matz is a really good athlete. He's motivated, of course, to show you, John, and your entire office and staff that he can be durable for you. I know that's a huge focus for him, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, again, it was his real first outing, getting that start. And I think the good news there is his arm looked healthy. You know, he felt like he rebounded well today, which is encouraging. And so now it's about just getting the work in and finding that consistent point with your delivery and your pitches. And, you know, still pretty optimistic with him just based on where he was a month ago to where he is today. So I do feel that's encouraging.
Your bullpen was really strong after him. Really good. He gave up four runs early. Robertson gave up those four late. But in between there were a whole bunch of zeros. I mean, you have accomplished so far what you set out to do. You went, especially on the right-handed side, grabbed a lot of guys who can throw strikes. Yes, they get swing and miss, but they're throwing strikes, aren't they?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think the bullpen, the competition is real. We have a lot of guys throwing the ball very, very well, and we'll see how this roster shakes out. But, you know, as you sit here and stare at it today, you definitely know there's going to be some tough decisions out in the road.
For sure. When it comes to the outfield, I'm curious to get you. I haven't had a chance to talk to you about that. Of course, things have happened here recently. Nootbaar falls on his arm and has the displaced fractures. We know, of course, that Edmund, I'm just wanted some clarification as to where Tommy is after that surgery. Gosh, that was in October. Our wrist is complicated. I completely understand that. Where is Tommy now in terms of his recovery and how do you feel about Lars for the foreseeable future?
Yeah, starting with Tommy, he's going to go see one more specialist here and just make sure we're all in agreement on strategy and really approach. But, you know, hopefully we can get him moving in the right direction here sooner rather than later. But I do think, you know, opening day is definitely in doubt for him. And then Lars, really just as tolerated, so we'll just have to see how he feels, and we'll keep checking on him. But it's been a week. He feels a little better, but it's really more of a pain tolerance. And, you know, for the first couple of weeks, you just want to make sure you don't have any real impact in that area. So that's why you don't see him on the field right now. And, you know, from a swinging the bat standpoint, I can imagine it's a lot of discomfort. But hopefully in the next week to 10 days, that improves.
So what does that leave you in the outfield? Dylan Carlson, of course, Jordan Walker is your one projected starter who is still out there in right field. Carlson, who can play all three. Alec Burleson is interesting. I think he's looked actually not bad defensively. And, of course, we all know he hits the ball hard. If a little luck, those batting averages would go up for him. How do you see Burley?
I think Burley's had a nice camp. You know, he's going to get a lot of opportunity because you touched on it with Newton and Tommy not playing. There's going to be a lot of opportunity in this camp, and hopefully he can make the most of it. But I would say, based on where we are today, he's, you know, almost certainly on our club unless something you know, dramatically odd happens.
Sure. And then Victor Scott, who gets the start today in center field, I think, you know, there isn't a person in this camp who isn't excited about Victor's prospects, but this is about playing time for him. If he were to play for you at this level, at the big league level, he'd have to be playing every day, wouldn't he?
Yeah, and I think, and look, he's such an exciting player to watch. You know, it's a combination of sort of that old world speedster type player and the modern world of a guy that can drive the ball into the gaps and out of the ballpark. So, you know, I think the Cardinals are in a really good spot to have a player like him, and it's exciting to watch. But I do think we got to make sure we don't make decisions solely just on sort of knee-jerk reaction and allow him to continue to grow as a player. I think about where he was a year ago to where he is today. It's you know, really just a meteoric rise in terms of how quickly he rose up to where he is. And I think that development is still very important.
And the development of Mason Winn, as we start to wrap here with John Mozeliak, he blew us away in camp last year. You gave him that year in Memphis to really fine-tune some things, and he came back to the big leagues. How is spring training camp for Mason Winn this time around?
You know, I think it's different camp, right? I mean, last year he was here to open up eyes and get people to know who he was. This year he's coming in as the incumbent to be the starting shortstop. So a little bit different pressure, a little bit different expectations. But I think he's handling it well. You know, I think he's a little frustrated with his offense right now. But, you know, look, he's a super talented young man. Obviously, we want him to be defense first, and then we'll take offense second. But, you know, just letting him know that he does not have to put too much pressure on himself and just try to relax and play his game.
Appreciate the breakdown this morning. Thanks for the time, as always, and we will catch up with you real soon. I'll see you around the complex.
Thank you, Tommy. Be well.
Yes, sir. You too. John Mozeliak, Cardinals President of Baseball Operations, with us every Sunday at 11:30, schedule permitting, and most often he makes time for us to keep us up to date on everything that's going on around here, and we appreciate that. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to leave you at noon for Cardinal Baseball. Cardinals and Marlins today. From right here at Rod.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Jardine Chevrolet Stadium. Sports on a Sunday morning continues right after this.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman back with you from Jupiter, Florida. We are live. Drew, this is unbelievable, this stream. What the heck happened today? Why is this so popular? It is awesome. I mean, I'm not complaining at all. We've had everything has been great. Where are we, Drew? You can jump on. Where are we on? Oh, 822 is what I have. Is that right? So currently watching the Twitter stream?
Yeah, so total, that's just on Twitter, but total right now is 835. So we appreciate the listeners.
Wait, so everyone's on Twitter?
The majority, yeah.
Majority are on Twitter.
Couple on YouTube.
Okay, that's good. But yeah, the numbers are still high. Like, we've sustained a really big number there tuning in, which I really appreciate. So, you know, it's fun when you sustain that kind of a number throughout the show. That means the actual total will skyrocket because people kind of come in and out of this show. They don't typically stay for the full 2 hours. And we're just talking about this is kind of inside baseball here on streaming, but the streaming numbers, the cool thing about streaming when this is just the video stream, folks, that we're talking about here, is that when we get a high number of video stream like that, that starts to get the attention of our bosses. And when that happens, then they start to pay attention to the video stream even more. And then we, you know, who knows where this show could go? I don't know. I mean, that's big stuff. So we've been, the numbers going up the more I talk about it in real time. So these videos, so what happens is people sample in and out, but if you sustain a number of 800 viewers at a time and keep it going, the number is in the thousands for the show. So, I mean, like tens of thousands. So that's neat. I appreciate that very much. And we've had some good stuff on the show. I mean, John Mozeliak just informed us just about every player. I ran down the roster with him. And I, if you ever listen to this show and you need to go back, if you miss something, the great thing about technology today is it's right there in your hand. You just download the Odyssey app. I did it this morning because I wanted to go back and listen to something that was on our earlier show, Total Information AM Weekend. So you go to the Odyssey app and they break it up into segments that you can just go back and listen to a certain time. But Drew will take all of this content and he puts it on a podcast called Sports on a Sunday Morning that you can download at your leisure and just listen to in the car or at home. It's on iTunes and anywhere else. KMOX.com, of course, has it. Sports on a Sunday Morning podcast. You can click on John Mozeliak. You can click on Travis Ford. You can click on Lutz Fahnenstiel. You can click on our phone calls if you want to, because we did take some phone calls today. We could squeeze in a few more if you'd like. We only have a few minutes. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. But just to recap real quick what we learned on this show. Travis Ford, who is coaching the team right now in practice in Brooklyn, New York, has a game on Tuesday at 3:30. I know that everybody wants to buzz about his coaching status. I would advise just let St. Louis University do their due diligence and make an announcement about what he is doing in his future when that time comes. We did learn during the show that Dana Ford, the head coach at Missouri State, has been fired. So Dana Ford is out of a job, as is Brian Mullins, the coach at Southern Illinois. That happened actually on Friday, that he lost his job. So those are two big jobs in the Valley that are open. In about 20 minutes, they're going to tip in St. Louis at Enterprise Center. It is Indiana State and Drake in the final of Arch Madness. And I've said it now a trillion times, but Indiana State is a legitimate NCAA tournament team. So when I say that, I don't mean that they should be in the tournament. That's a given. They're going to be in the tournament whether they win or lose this game today. What they should be is a team that you feel, depending on where they're slotted and who they end up against, Indiana State should absolutely be a team that you have moving through the bracket into the Sweet 16. I think that they will be a 9 or a 10. I don't think they're going to be any higher than a 9. I don't see them as an 8 seed. But if they get into that 8-9 game, they're going to crush an 8. They are like an undisciplined 8 coming out of a bigger conference who doesn't understand who Indiana State is will get crushed. That team will score 80, 90 points at will. Now, if they play a disciplined team a little later, they could get stopped. And I mentioned any team that has bigs that could disrupt Robbie Avila, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, if you're not familiar with Robbie, you've probably seen him by now, 6'10 guy with goggles. That could be a problem for them. But other than that, they're going to blitz somebody. I mean, they are really good. And then Drake is a solid team with the player of the year, Tucker DeVries, who's going to go on to the NBA and be a really good player. They are solid, too, and they should also get in. We talked to Travis Ford. We talked to Lutz Fan and Steele. That was fun. Great match last night, 2-2 draw against Austin. I thought he had some fun things to say. He kind of encouraged me to try to find my way through the back door of the game for Inter-Miami later today at 5 o'clock to go see Messi play. Maybe I'll take him up on that. We'll see. They play down here in Fort Lauderdale against Montreal. We also heard from John Mozeliak, and he once again reiterated it's very doubtful that Tommy Edmond is going to be ready by opening day. He is dealing with still some complications, rehabbing from wrist surgery, and just isn't able to get it right just yet. Lars Nootbaar still not taking swings, still not doing any baseball activities. I did mention that I saw him riding on the stationary bike. He is working his way back. Hopefully he can be ready. I don't think he's ready by opening day. It didn't sound like John Mozeliak thinks so either. And as for Sonny Gray, they are encouraged. They feel a lot better today than they did at this time last week. So we'll see if that ends up being a good sign for the Cardinals moving forward. I know this. Cardinal baseball is coming next. The Cardinals are taking on the Miami Marlins down here in Jupiter, Florida. Ricky Horton, Mike Claiborne, Jim Jackson, our terrific booth. They have the call next. For producer Drew Young, we say so long. I'm Tom Ackerman on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.